Dred Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the reenactment, what is it?
Well, the Slave Rebellion reenactment is going to reenact the largest rebellion of enslaved people in the history of the United States. In 1811, enslaved people rose up in what's now modern-day La Place, and they marched downriver, and the rebel army got up to about 500 people, and they were on a mission. They were trying to actually get to New Orleans. They wanted to seize the city, but also basically all of Orleans territory, and set up an African republic in the New World. It was the most radical vision of freedom and emancipation in the country at the time. And so we're going to reenact that with 500 people in period costume, with muskets and machetes and sickles and sabers. We're going to march for 26 miles over the course of 2 days from St. John Parish through St. Charles Parish and end up in Orleans, in New Orleans. And we're going to chant freedom or death on to New Orleans. We're going to end slavery. Join us. If you're driving home from work from Norco or going shopping in La Place and you see 500 people with African drumming and horses at the front, you know, banging on machetes, you know, it's going to be like, what the hell am I looking at? And in that space, I think people can rethink a lot of long-held assumptions about slavery and freedom.
Now, this was not an idea just a couple of months ago.
No.
You've been working on this for a while.
A while. The idea itself is about 8 years old, and I've been working on it for about 6 years. But it's a community-engaged project that has many, many people, both hundreds of reenactors, but also it's being produced by Antenna, which is a multi-arts organization in New Orleans. And there's, people have been doing sewing circles and making costumes. There's Rick Rack, Allison Parker at Rick Rack has designed the costumes, and there's a whole team that have been making them in New Orleans itself, but also in La Place and as far away as Chicago. There are people that are coming from around the country to participate and to see it. So it's a massive undertaking, but it's about 6 years in the making.
Now, you have an extensive history in art and performance art. What inspired you for this? Where did this come from for you personally?
Well, my art deals with some of the big questions confronting humanity, and I've been thinking a lot about both sort of black people in American society historically, but also how we get free and where there's been resistance, and wanting to talk. I mean, I had made a work called Dred Scott Decision that was made in 2012 that actually was a performance that read for the verbatim text of the Dred Scott Decision from 1857. And it had, as I was reading it, there were four nude black performers who were being corralled and controlled by live German shepherd dogs. And then the audience was another active participant in that artwork. And they had to cross this line of black people that were being, you know, barked at and harassed to get to voting booths. And in the voting booths, they were confronted with an ethical question about the relationship between slavery, mass incarceration, and their vote. And so that work really looked at the roots of American democracy in slavery. But I really wanted to look at people who were trying to get free of those roots. And so in this 1811 revolt, people weren't trying to make America work. They weren't trying to say, well, look, if we could just, you know, get the U.S. Constitution to include us, or if we could, you know, maybe, you know, say we could get whipped only on Monday through Friday. They said, we want nothing to do with this. We want to actually create an African republic in the New World that would be a sanctuary for Africans and people of African descent, and slavery would have been outlawed. And so that's a really radical vision of freedom, and that needed to be honored and uplifted, and people need to know more about that, but also think about what it means to try and get free in the present. And so I was just, this was a way to be able to address those questions about the role of black people and position of black people in American society, the agency that we have and have had historically. How do people relate to that? What do they think of America as a whole? And how do they conceive, you know, freedom then and freedom now?
This has an afterlife. It's not just ending on the 9th.
Yeah.
A little bit about that?
Well, there's an amazing film that's going to be made, or I should say film installation, by the filmmaker John Acomfra. He's a London-based filmmaker that has, you know, he's tearing up the art world right now. He's got work at the Venice Biennale. He had the standout piece in the Venice Biennale a couple of years ago. He had work that was in the Prospect New Orleans that was shown at the Ogden a couple years ago. He's an amazing, amazing filmmaker. And so he's sort of documenting this and then going to make a film installation that's based on that. And when I say film installation, his work doesn't stream on Netflix or show in theaters typically. He will often have work that shows in museums and galleries, and they will have three or four screens going simultaneously. They're shot very high definition, and you're comparatively close to the screen, much closer than you would be in a movie theater. But it's an immersive immersive environment. And it, one screen, he did this film for Prospect that was about Buddy Bolden, the jazz musician. And one of them was had a screen of somebody that was portraying Buddy Bolden and going into a sort of a, an asylum, basically. Another screen had people that were jazz musicians, you know, portraying jazz musicians that were from that period. And another one might be a screen that used historic footage from like the 1920s or 30s of New Orleans. And so you have to assemble what's the relationship between these things. It's very, I mean, they're really visually stunning. And so he's making a film that will show in museums that's about this you know, reenactment in this history.
Dred Scott, thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.